Well, it's a mixed picture for fiscal 13. On the one hand, revenues have picked up a little bit. So overall revenues and expenditures grew by 3.7%, which is better than it has been in recent years, but still significantly lower than the average growth of the past 30 years of 5.2%. But more problematic is the fact that the cost for debt service, for pensions, for health care, for employees and retirees, all of those built-in costs are growing faster than revenues. So they're, in essence, chewing up, if you will, services, schools, public safety, libraries, because obviously when a significant part of your budget's growing faster than revenues, cuts have to come from someplace. And we've concluded or portrayed the fact that municipalities have eliminated some 15,000 full-time positions, 6% of their workforce since 2007. Part of that is, of course, the fiscal crisis and economic recession. But the longer-term explanation is the growth of pensions, health care, and debt.
Without new sources of revenue, then, what are municipalities left to do in this situation? It would seem that their debt and their pension costs are only going to increase.
Well, they are, and this is a long-term squeeze, and there are very few easy answers. One area that clearly needs to be addressed is retiree health care costs. We have in the municipalities in this state probably the most generous retiree health care benefits in the nation, certainly near the top, and we can't afford those. Cities and towns have large unfunded retiree health care obligations that simply are unaffordable. So that's one area that requires both legislative changes, because some of these very generous eligibility and benefits are in statute, but also municipalities need to begin to focus on retiree health care costs. Clearly, managing one's personnel and finding efficiencies at all wherever one can is going to be critical, because this is a long-term problem.
Are there any municipalities in Massachusetts that are in danger of you know, going over the brink into receivership or bankruptcy, as we've seen in some other parts of the country?
We have not had the capacity to really look at individual communities among the 351 cities and towns, but clearly some of the older cities are in the most difficult fiscal shape. I mean, Lawrence, for example. But whether they are close to receivership, it's hard to tell. A lot will depend, of course, on how they manage over the next few years. I mean, one of the problems in terms of addressing this issue is that it's not, from year to year, it's not a crisis. It's like a slow, fatal squeeze in which these benefit costs and debt service consume more and more of the budget, so more squeeze on public schools and public safety, but it's not a particular crisis from year to year. So that's from a point of view of trying to address this problem, that is, that's one of the difficulties. These municipalities are, for the most part, not close to receivership, not close to Detroit. It's much more of a long, slow process, but it is just as serious in the sense that we need these local services, good local schools and so forth, and they're in jeopardy over the long term.